listening to Open Mic Wednesday. On this December the 23rd in the year of our Lord 2015, being the final broadcast of Law and Gospel on KFUO in the year 2015. That's right, due to the holiday schedule coming up, we will not be doing Law and Gospel Thursday, Friday, or all next week. There will be a music in its place. We'll be back on Monday, January the 4th, God willing. In the meantime, we are a little short of paying for what we need to pay KFUO. So if you're all interested in helping out, don't hesitate to do so simply by going to our website, lawandgospel101.com. And at the bottom of the first page, you can contribute to the program. Or, if you don't have a computer, you can help us with a credit card, and that is by going to this phone number, 1-877-267-1962. Just leave your name and phone number, we'll get back to you, take down your credit card information, or you can, of course, go by check simply by hearing the end of this program. Gives you the Law and Gospel to put on the check and the address to send it to. During this time, we do want to thank many of our listeners this year for being on the air, and we kind of want to talk to them. If you want to phone us, the numbers are 821-0850 or 1-800-730-2727. And we're just going to go to the phone lines right now. And hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Hi, this is Cheryl from Indianapolis. And
good.
Hi. I was calling about the incarnation, which you were talking about.
Yes.
Yesterday, while you were discussing the hymn. And I looked up on my calendar for next year. And the incarnation is celebrated on the 25th of March, which is Good Friday.
Yes.
And I looked up in the Treasury of Daily Prayer, and it said the date of the Annunciation falls on March 25th because the ancient church believed the crucifixion occurred on that date. And in antiquity, people linked the day of a person's conception with the day of his or her death.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things there we've talked about. Remember, the visit to Elizabeth doesn't occur till May the 31st in some calendars, and we know it didn't take her over 40 days to walk. So I talked to Pastor Whedon about these dates, and of course, once you decide a date, it isn't necessarily chronological in light of what the scriptures say. And that was his explanation. So that's a pretty good explanation. And why we would have the visitation to Elizabeth so far after Gabriel's visit to Mary.
And the other reason I called is because I looked up Philippians 2, which is one of the references for the hymn, Let All Together Praise Our God. And I can... The translations are a little bit different where the ESV says he made himself nothing. He made himself of no reputation. That's King James. And the different translations are slightly different. And I just the thought of the God who created the universe making himself the size of a DNA, human DNA in a woman's womb.
Yes.
Every time I think of that, it's just overwhelming.
Yes, the actual literal translation, and you're talking about Philippians chapter 2, verse 7, where the ESV has made himself nothing. The literal translation is that he emptied himself. And what that means is he still have his divine attributes, but he did not make use of them. Because God can't get sleepy, God can't get hungry, God can't feel pain, God can't die. So Jesus did not make use of them at all times, although occasionally he did, as, for example, when he stilled the storm. That was Jesus all by himself doing that. So I sure appreciate your call, and you have a Merry Christmas.
And thank you for your program.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
All right, and we're just going to go down the line here. And hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Tom. This is Faith Miller. Hold on just a second. I thought I was going to talk to the...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I got my radio on. I would just like you to give the website and the telephone number again.
Yes, the website is lawandgospel101.com. Lawandgospel101.com.
And is it A-N-D? And is A-N-D. Okay.
Yes, A-N-D.
Okay.
And 101 are the numbers and the phone number, which you can also get off the website, but if you don't have a computer, 1-877-267-1962.
Okay. I love your program. Thank you so much, Pastor Baker.
Well, thank you so much for listening. God bless. Merry Christmas. And anybody else can call. Our numbers, as I indicated here at the studio, are different. 821-0850 in the St. Louis area. 1-800-730-2727. We might not have too many people wanting to call today because normally we have open mic Friday. And Wednesday's kind of an insight day. So I don't want to get away from the insight day. This program is called Law and Gospel. And I ran across a saying by Martin Luther that I think is just really excellent, simply because it kind of agrees with some of the things that I've been saying during this past year. But we will always interrupt that in order to get any phone calls. And we've got someone on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Herman.
Hi, Herman. Go ahead.
Yes. The other day you said that Walt Disney was a Lutheran. Could you give some more information or background to that, please?
Not really. I had just read somewhere that, in fact, I had read he was Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Uh-huh.
In California.
Okay.
But I don't know too many more details about that. I know Mark Smith asked me about that, too. I might need to kind of a look at that and see if we can get more on that. But when he was in California, that's what I was told. And perhaps when I get back in the new year, I'll have more about that. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And a blessed Christmas to you, Pastor.
Yes. And you also. God bless. All righty. Martin Luther. A lot of people, when you say, how many Gospels are there? They're going to say four. And he starts off by saying the notion must be given up that there are four Gospels and only four evangelicals. And he goes on to say that the Gospel, which is in the Greek euangelion, is a Greek word and means in Greek a good message, good tidings, good news, a good report, which one sings and tells with gladness. Then he gives the example of when David overcame the great Goliath. There came among the Jewish people the good report and encouraging news that their terrible enemy had been struck down and that they had been rescued and given joy and peace, and they sang and danced and were glad for it. So that's the beginning to show that the word gospel means much more than just Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we'll take a look a little bit more at that, but we've got a phone call. Hi, I'm Tom Baker. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Dorothy.
Go ahead, Dorothy.
And Pastor Seltz on the Lutheran Hour last Sunday had a lot of information in his sermon about, the guy he just called in about. The comic guy? Tell me again.
It was Pastor Seltz, and he preached, and what was the topic that he was preaching on, or what was he speaking about?
Well, he was preaching his Christmas sermon.
Oh, yes.
On location in Bethlehem.
Yes.
And he had a detailed information along on that about, the comic guy that you just meant that. That this last one just questioned about.
Walt Disney?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And what did he say?
He had a whole lot of information about that.
Okay, and I believe, yes, that you can get the Lutheran Hour repeat broadcast, I think, on KFUO. You certainly can phone the Lutheran Hour. They'll send you a copy of that. And so we really appreciate that information. I did not hear that sermon, but I recall one other time he was actually in Bethlehem doing it, and I think Dorothy said that that's true also. So thank you very much about that information. I'll try and hear it myself. To see what he had, because Lutheran Hour has a lot of resources in order to find out about somebody like Walt Disney. As I said, our numbers here are 821-0850, toll-free 1-800-730-2727. Now, back to Luther on the gospel. He says, this gospel of God, or New Testament, is a good story and report sounded forth into all the world by the apostles, telling of a true David, that is, of course, Jesus, who strove with sin, death, and the devil, and overcame them, and thereby rescued all those who were captive in sin, afflicted with death, and overpowered by the devil. Well, that is the essence of the gospel. It is the gospel when a person hears it that the Holy Spirit uses to create faith. That's really, really important to understand. It's the means by which the Holy Spirit works. Let's go back to our phone lines. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Dorothy again.
Yes.
This was Peanuts and his Christian witness.
Oh, Peanuts and his Christian witness. Okay, we thank you for that correction. In fact, the Peanuts movie is the most popular Christmas. This is where they talk about the true meaning of Christmas. And guess what they do? They mention Jesus Christ and the purpose for which he came into the world, as we're seeing here with Martin Luther. Now, there's a section in what I read about Martin Luther that I felt was really good. Remember not long ago I was talking about how the gospel is not the law. The law can save nobody. But I also said doctrine can save nobody. And that's because doctrine can be just dead doctrine without any application to your life. That's what we call dead orthodoxy. So, here's what Luther says about this, and I was really glad to read this. To be sure, Christ in the gospel do give many commandments and doctrines and expounds the law, but these are to be counted like all Christ's other works and good deeds. To know his works and the things that happen to him is not yet to know the true gospel. For you do not yet thereby know that he has overcome sin, death, and the devil. So I've said this for quite a time. Just talking about the history of what happened to Jesus will not save anybody. Because even the unbelieving Pharisees believed the history of the Old Testament, and yet Jesus said they were not saved. But listen to this next part. So too, it is not yet knowledge of the gospel when you know these doctrines and commandments, but only when the voice comes that says, Christ is your own, with his life, teaching, works, death, resurrection, and all that he has done, and can do. Wow, that is really good. By the way, I'm reading from Luther's prefaces to the New Testament, which he wrote in 1522 and then edited in 1546 and other times. But this is the introduction to the concept of the gospel. So this means a lot when you are witnessing to someone. I had indicated earlier in broadcasts before that some people say, look, we're not pastors. We're not trained in theology. How can we witness? Well, what they're thinking about is that you need to know all the doctrines of Scripture in order to properly witness. No, you do not. You only need to know the gospel. So you can tell the gospel without explaining how Jesus is both God and man, without explaining his three offices of prophet, priest, and king, without explaining his passive obedience, his active obedience. Those explanations, those doctrines are very helpful for believers to get a better understanding of who the Holy Trinity is, but they are not necessary to be told in order to save someone. What is necessary to be told? What is the greatest problem that people have? The greatest problem they have is whether or not there is life after death. And when they think about that life after death, guess what they think about? Am I good enough? And the law does its work here on earth to show that nobody is good enough. So once you get a person to that point where they realize they're not good enough, guess what happens? The Holy Spirit can then use the gospel to say you don't have to be good enough because Jesus is the one who will be good enough. Wow, that's the gospel. And we go back to the phone lines and talk to Marilyn. Hi, Marilyn, you're on the air.
As I said, this is Marilyn from Kirkwood. The other Marilyn is so much more literate than I am. This one I used to know, but I've forgotten. What makes a gospel synoptic?
Very good. The synoptic gospels are Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And then John is also considered a gospel, but it's not part of the synoptic gospels. And therefore, that's how we make a distinction between those. And I sure appreciate your call, and Merry Christmas to you.
But what is synoptic?
Oh, you mean how is it synoptic?
Yes.
It's synoptic in the sense that those were the three gospels that particularly deal with Jesus' birth, for example. They have things in it. John doesn't talk about the birth much.
Okay.
And such like that. So there are things in the synoptic gospels that are different than what is in John. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome.
May the Lord give you the peace of Christmas.
And you too, Marilyn. Thank you so very much for calling. Yes, that's a good question. A lot of times people don't really understand what we're talking about here with the synoptic gospels. But it's something that we certainly want to keep in mind as we recognize that God has many, many understandings of how Jesus is helpful to us. And I think we're going back to Marilyn here. Hi, Marilyn. You're back on the air.
Well, I am here. This is Marilyn. And I wanted to know if you saw on the news the man whose dad had saved all of these Jewish people from Nazi Germany. And the story is just now coming out because his dad was finally honored. And his dad, what he said, and risking his own life, we are all Jewish. Of course, his dad was not Jewish as we think of the Jewish people. But in essence, isn't that true? Jesus was Jewish. He came from the house of David, and all of us came from Noah by way, well, actually from Adam and Eve. So, well, I guess I need some explanation.
Well, we are not all Jewish because even the Bible makes a distinction between Jews and Gentiles, okay? I am a Gentile. I'm not Jewish. But if you're talking about are all Christians part of Israel, guess what? That is correct. So we need to make a distinction between Jews and Israel because the true Christian church is nothing other than Israel, defined as the Holy Christian Church. Paul in Romans 9 to 11 talks quite a bit about that. And it's important to understand that the Jewish concept of Israel includes the Christian church. He says there's two kinds of people of Israel, those who think they're Israel because they're related to Abraham, and those who know they're Israel because they believe the promises of Jesus Christ. And so I would say all Christians are part of Israel, but not everyone is Jewish, not everybody is Christian, not everybody is Muslim. People make a choice in those areas, okay?
Thank you, Pastor, and God bless your Christmas and your family, too.
God bless. Thank you very much. Just wanted to make a couple of points again on the whole concept of synoptic. A lot of people may not understand that, because the term synoptic, which is dealing with the first three Gospels, they show the order of events of Jesus in a style and a chronology that is different than the Gospel of John. Trying to remember which one is not the synoptic gospel. And so we have this idea that the synoptic gospels have many of the sayings of Jesus in there. The parables are in there. And at times you will not find the parables of Jesus, of course, in the gospel according to John. And why is that? Because John almost becomes more of a, more of a theology than it is a chronology. That's really important to understand. So in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you'll see that there is quite a parallelism between those Gospels. For example, in all four Gospels, we do have the understanding that the feeding of the 5,000 takes place. But that doesn't mean that, therefore, the feeding of the 5,000 is unimportant. It's very important. Just like there's no doubt in every one of the Gospels, Jesus is spoken of. And why is that important? Well, that's important because what we're dealing with is the understanding of Christmas. So it's kind of important to take a look at these things. And some of these words are used by theologians to make a point. Other words are used not by theologians, but people who understand theology. But as I was saying before, you do not have to know all the doctrines of Scripture in order to be used in evangelism. You only need to know what? The gospel. That's all you have to do. And what is the gospel? It's the teaching that Jesus is the one who died on the cross for your sins. That's all you really need to know. It's very important to understand that. And it's very important to understand that the gospel has to be the promises connected to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's really, really important. All righty. As we indicated, this is our last broadcast for 2015. And we encourage those of you who are able to donate to Law and Gospel. If you write a check, you need to write it to Law and Gospel, not to KFUO. And second of all, we certainly want you to be able to send a credit card or do a credit card. And the way you do that, you go to our website, lawandgospel101.com. Now, by the way, the first thing that's on there, you can click on that if you have a computer and an email address, and you'll get letters from us and special deals all the time. And so that's kind of good to click on that. But if you go down to the bottom of the page, there actually is a place there where you can contribute to Law and Gospel. And if you don't have a computer and you don't have a checkbook, The checkbook, you can listen to the end of the program. It gives you directions as to how to send a check to us. But if you want just a credit card, phone this number, leave your name and phone number, and I'll get back to you to take down your credit card information. It's 1-877-267-1962. And I'll be preaching Christmas morning, 9 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Orchard Farm. And then for the first Sunday after Christmas, I'll be in Rosebud, Missouri. And I'll be there for their worship service and their Bible study, which starts, by the way, at 8:45 for the Bible study. And then right after that, the worship service. I'm Tom Baker. Thanks so much. A blessed Christmas. Happy New Year, and we'll be back, God willing, on January the 4th.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday at this time on Worldwide KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email lawandgospel@lawandgospel101.com.